The three lowest rows of soldiers raised their carapaces, then stepped off their terraces and added to the tumult the roar of hundreds of beating wings. June scurried over to join them, his round ears red with alarm. The soldiers continued to swirl overhead in a dark mass for several seconds, then glided to the plaza floor and formed a tightly packed cordon around the Falcon and XR-808G.
Situation critical,
BD-8 reported.
Permission to return to stand ready?
Granted, Leia said. The soldiers thrummed their chests in a single deafening boom, then brought their feet together and snapped their weapons to the attention position against their thoraxes. On the far side of the XR-808G, the cordon parted to admit a small parade of insects of many different body shapes, ranging in size from that of Leia's thumb to somewhat larger than an X-wing. Most seemed to be simple variations on the standard colony pattern, with feathery antennae, large bulbous eyes, and four arms and two legs. In the center of the procession walked an imposing melt-faced man with no ears or hair and a mere bulge for a nose. His brows had fused into a single knobby ridge, and all his visible skin had the shiny, stiff quality of a burn scar. He wore purple trousers with a scarlet cape over a gold chitin breastplate.
"Who's the fashion victim?"
Han asked June.
"I think it's the Prime Yunu."
June's voice was almost a gasp.
"Nobody ever sees him."
"The Prime Yunu?" Leia asked.
"You might consider him the chief of the colony,"
June whispered. The Prime Yunu stopped in front of the XR-808G, and two of his companions boarded the battered freighter. Leia reached out in the Force, trying to gauge his intentions, and found the same double presence she had come to recognize in the joiners of the Lysel Nest. She looked up and found him staring in her direction, his blue eyes shining like a pair of oncoming blaster bolts. Leia raised her chin and held his gaze. Her vision grew dark around the edges, and soon she could see nothing but his eyes. He winked and looked away, and Leia felt herself falling.
"Whoa!"
Han caught her under her arms.
"What's wrong?"
"Nothing." Leia allowed Han to hold her as her vision returned to normal. "The king is Force-sensitive." The Prime raised two fingers and pointed at the Falcon's laser cannons. There was a thunk as the turrets broke their collar locks, then the muffled scream of grating servo motors.
"Hey!"
Han protested. The turrets continued to rotate, tearing up their internal maneuvering mechanisms until the cannons faced aft.
"Hostile action underway,"
BD-8 reported.
"Permission to..."
The Prime raised a finger toward him, and the request ended in a garbled blast of static. The harsh smell of melting circuits filled the air, then the droid crashed to the ground. The ghastly figure crossed the last few steps and stopped in front of the Solos, towering over Han by a good third of a meter. For a moment, he stood glaring down, his breath coming in audible wheezes that suggested badly damaged lungs, his blue eyes sliding back and forth between their faces.
"Captain Solo."
His voice was a deep, gravelly rasp that made Leia's throat close with empathic pain.
"Princess Leia, we weren't expecting you."
Leia's mind flashed back to the Yavin 4 visit, to a handsome blonde-haired boy lying unconscious on the floor after being bitten by Jason's crystal snake. A handsome boy dressed in the haughty scarlet golden purple of the Bornaran shipping empire.
"Raynar?" she gasped. "Raynar Thule?"